Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we are proud to officially announce that we are endorsing beer for mayor.
What are you talking about?
Well, Jim, I really think beer has a good chance to be elected mayor this year, and with our support...
Patrick, first of all, beer is a drink. It can't be elected to office. Second, the election was like 3 months ago, and you're obviously drunk.
But I love beer, and I want it to be mayor.
Well, don't worry. There's plenty of beer talk on today's show.
Hooray!
Patrick, this is a really exciting episode because we have another guest
people
now.
People just keep dropping by. It's amazing.
My basement is a place of wonder, and people know that, and they come by.
It's magical.
It attracts people, cool people.
Did you guys both fall down some sort of like time continuum and end up here?
Yeah, pretty much. And we're never leaving.
I made a left turn. I was supposed to make the left turn at Albuquerque, and somehow I showed up here. The car just came.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
So who do we have with us?
We have Jasper Colt, who's been here for a couple days now. He's been sleeping on the pool table.
Yep.
And our good friend Mike Snyder.
Yeah, Mike.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You are listening to Rockin' the Suburbs, and it is a party now with these two guys here. And here's what we're going to talk about on this episode. And it's perfect that Mike is here because Mike is a big beer guy, right?
Beyond a doubt.
Official beer geek.
I think that's kind of an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, how many times have you ever seen Mike without a beer?
Very few.
So here's what's perfect about this. We got, because it is Listener Appreciation Week on Rockin' the Suburbs, we got a tweet from Barrett Reese, and he said, any suggestions for a beer brewing playlist? Mm. I guess he brews beer, and he wanted music to listen to while he does that,
right? That's an unusual request. Yeah. I like that.
I like that, too.
So maybe he's out in his garage with some buddies, and you know they're doing a batch of raspberry something.
Whatever he's doing, he should be inviting us over.
Yeah, absolutely. Or sending us a few bottles.
So maybe once we come up with the playlist, he'll have us over.
Or send us a few bottles when he's finished.
Okay, yeah. All right. So let's start with Mike, since he's the beer expert. What would you put on a beer brewing playlist?
Well, you know, you can go a lot of ways with this. And there's obviously a lot of songs about beer. Everything from one bourbon, one scotch, one beer, which I love. George Thorogood, Beer for My Horses, if you're more to the country side of things.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
But, you know, I have a song that I really like that's about making beer. Those are about, like, drinking beer.
Oh, right? you actually have songs about making beer.
Yeah, and you guys probably have heard this, or I'm sure you've heard of the artist. There's a song, actually an album called John Barleycorn Must Die by Traffic, right? Well, that is about mulching down, or whatever you want to call mashing down the barley for booze. And it's a six-plus-minute song, so you can put that on, and that'll take a bit of your soundtrack for your beer brewing situation. And you can listen to the whole album, too. I mean, Traffic is great.
They've let him lie for a very long time, till the rains from heaven did fall, and little Sir John sprung up his head, and so amazed them all. They've let him stand.
Can't you just imagine, like, Friar Tuck quaffing while listening to the music like that? Yeah, it takes you back.
Yeah, it
does. To something.
Excellent choice.
Once more, we're learning from Mr. Snyder. Yeah. That happens every time.
Cheers to that.
Yes.
That's great stuff. All right.
I want to go in a slightly different direction. I want to play a song that a lot of people think is kind of sad, But I tend to look at it a different way because I like beer a lot. But a lot of people, I think this song might be kind of sad or depressing or, you know, maybe a song of somebody who drinks too much. But I want to play There Stands the Glass by Webb Pierce.
There stands the glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one to take. There stands the glass that will hide all my tears, that will drown all my fears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim. Till my troubles grow dim.
Okay, maybe that is sad.
It made me thirsty.
That's right. And I think anytime you're brewing a batch of good beer, you want to have a little Webb Pierce. The great Webb Pierce, one of the great early country singers, you know, I think from that period before things got too country-politan in Nashville, right? He still had some of that original, authentic, you know, there's a little bit of honky-tonk, a little bit of yodel in his voice. And it's always good to have that when you're making some beer. So Webb Pierce, everybody.
Now, have any of you guys ever brewed your own beer?
Jasper's probably the expert on brewing beer out of us four, I think.
You would think so after more than a decade of doing so, but
now, and actually Jasper helped me
off and on
brew beer at my desk.
At work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made a stout and it was very good.
It was very good. It was the Buffalo Sweat.
And anybody that's listening can buy a Pico Brew for about $800 and brew beer, or you can go buy $800 worth of beer and just drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Exactly.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right. So, Jasper, Master Brewer, we're going to get to you in a minute. We're going to take a little break here, listen to a message, come back. Patrick, you like riffy guitar rock.
That's what I live for.
And I'm going to take a guess here. You probably also like maybe a cosmic space opera about Bigfoot.
You mean Sasquatch?
Sasquatch. So I think you'd like the band Quart Jar. They do the music for our intro, our theme of yes. Rock in the Suburbs.
I love that.
And they have like whole albums, including stuff about Bigfoot and all kinds of other cosmic and bizarre mysteries of the unknown.
Sign me up.
You can go to their website, quartjar42.com, or you can find their full albums on iTunes, Bandcamp, Spotify, wherever you find music.
I just bought two of their t-shirts.
Right now?
Yes.
All right. And you should do the same. Okay, we're back in the basement, and we are here with our friends Jasper Colt and Mike Snyder, talking about beer brewing songs. And Jasper, who is the master brewer, what do you have for us?
So I would recommend Beck's Beer Can from Mellow Gold. That's his 1994 great album.
Nice. And, it is a great album.
The song is not very, you know, the name is Beer Can, but it's not all about beer. You know, if you search beer in your library, you're going to come up with a bunch of great things. I'm not trying to go a little outside of that. So
all right, cool.
Here we go. This is a little more fun too then.
I got plans to ditch myself and get outside. Here's some women throwing plates, capitating their laughing gates, swirling chickens, cotton flight, out of focus, a much too bright coming down. Shining teeth, game show suckers trying to bait, but I got a drug and I got the bug and I got something better than love. How you like me now?
Pretty good.
Going on, feeling strong. I quit my job blowing leaves, telephone bills up my sleeves, choking like a one-man dust bowl. Freedom rock slime ball, talking in code, went down, lit up the shack, grabbed me a beer out of the sack. Everybody been over twice, painting the walls, throwing some dice, leaping up into the air, getting juiced up beyond belief.
Wow, beautiful. Yeah. You know, it's funny, that album came out 1994.
Yeah.
And I think sort of the ground had been softened for alternative rock by a lot of, you know, the whole grunge and Nirvana and all that kind of stuff, right? But looking back at it now, that was a crazy record.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was, man. Yeah, a great pick. It reminds me in the best possible way of like your junk drawer. Like you pull it open and you're like, totally, there's all this crazy weird stuff in here, yeah, man. And it all somehow has a connection to me, but it kind of works, right?
Yeah, it's almost a mixtape by one person.
But I'm not sure that in another era that would have sold anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a good like point.
Because it was so it left field, sort of.
Yeah. Right. It hit at a time when people were really open to hearing, you know, different kinds of yeah, music, right?
Very true.
Yeah. And nowadays we'd call it art rock.
Yeah.
That's we right. Probably would. You know something about that. Mm-hmm. That was cool. That was really great. Okay.
Great choice.
All right. So I'm going to make a pick for a beer song in a minute, but we'll do that as the playout song.
Okay.
So listen to Rock in the Suburbs, not every week or every month, but
every day.
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day. You can do that. You can find us at suburbspod.com, where you can find the shows and also little notes and commentary, yep, right? You can also find the show at iTunes or Audio Boom or Stitcher. You can also find us on the social medias at suburbspod. That would be on Twitter or Facebook. You can email the show rock@suburbspod.com. And you can call the Suburban Party Line, leave a message, we'll put you on the show. It is 612-440-1984,
preferably after you've had a few beers.
Yeah, do all those things. Make, give us some suggestions for beer songs,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, love to hear it.
All right, so here's going to be my pick. I gave this a lot of thought.
Okay.
And the song, here's the funny thing, Patrick, I think you'll relate to this. The songs that sort of immediately came to mind, there's a lot of beer songs in sort of like second wave punk. Okay, so Fear, More Beer,
yeah,
right, is one. Six Pack,
Black Flag,
right?
I got a six pack and nothing to do. I got a six pack and I don't need you.
Even like the Replacements, Here Comes a Regular,
yeah, exactly,
kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they had a song called Beer for Breakfast,
yeah,
right? Which was an outtake, right? And then, of course, the Dead Kennedys, Too Drunk to
yeah,
blank.
Let's do a party and it's all night. I've had 16 beers and decided up a fight. But I'm chilling, you're out of luck.
Kind of related to beer, but I'm not going to play any of those songs.
No.
I'm going to go a completely different direction, which is a song I discovered. It came out in 2010. And the way I discovered it was because at that time, this was pre-streaming, when iTunes was sort of the dominant thing.
Right.
And a way I would discover new music was like once a week on iTunes, they would do a thing where there'd be like free download of the week,
yeah,
and like free video of the week or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I would always get those and listen to them. And the one that I discovered, and this is completely ridiculous, but still to this day, I like it, was a country artist named Billy Currington. Mm-hmm. Do you know him?
No.
I think I'm going to get to hear him now in a few minutes.
I don't really know anything about him either, but I did come to find, I did really like this song for all its like hokey glory. It ended up apparently becoming a number one country hit. It's really, really fun. It's from 2010. It's called Pretty Good at Drinking Beer. And with that, we'll leave you. And we'll talk to you later.
Cheers.
I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors crank, no. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light, I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass, I'm too slow for
working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day? Every day.
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day. Every day? Every day?